And welcome to day 42 of Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. We've got chat. We've got loads of chat already. Right, let me get in there. Oh, it's scrolling. Right, there we go. Mike must have left the chat open. Mike's doing another show on the other channel. So, hello, Carrie. Got a delivery slot. Yes. We have good news on that, but I'll update that shortly. So pleased for you. And yes, it has come to this. No, you're not late, Jonathan. Now, you see, what should happen, Carrie, in what should be happening is that the way we're live right now disappears. Clearly, last night we went from one station to another and somebody forgot to do it. But I will reprimand him severely later when he returns from his other show. Not a problem. Right. Befuddled by the day. Yes, that sounds like the rest of us, doesn't it? I've literally just said to Mike, I know I'm losing track of what day it is, but why have half the street got their bins out? Because as far as I'm aware, it's Sunday and our collection day is Tuesday. He's now going to investigate. It's so funny, isn't it? Somebody else puts the bin out. You're like, oh, I've got to put the bin out. If I don't put the bin out, no one's going to take the bin. They're not due till Tuesday. And the odds of them arriving are slim to non-existent. We've got, I'm sure you will remember if you've listened to the MacBytes, the science of the bin collection and getting said bin collection with four coloured bins onto one calendar. And we'd done it. It was perfect. And now they're saying, oh, you know that green one, yet not that day. And now there's no sense to it. So I foresee for a while we're going to have to do it all manually. Not pleased. It's too easy to make mistakes. I mean, we've got one person with a blue bin out and another one with a green and blue. And I'm sure it's not. Is it blue bin day? It could be blue bin day. If it is, then I'm not sure about the green one. But there you go. So, yes, it's come to that. Hello, Kim. Lunch. That was so long ago. But it's been a productive day. So I can't say fairer than that. All right. Let's catch up. I don't know if you're going mad or not. Have you seen all these people who are acting as though there is no such thing as lockdown? I'll share a couple of links. These people want locking up. Literally, locking up. Right. Groundhog Day. Yes, I was recommended that I watch Groundhog Day because I'd never seen it. So it's on my watch list. Most people, I guess, are being sensible, but when you see a picture of them queuing up on Brighton beachfront for an ice cream, no concept of social distancing. You do worry where their heads are. Okay, so, hello, Jonathan. I had to drop out 8:30, but you did catch the frog. The frog. That one was so funny. You didn't know. That was a cover. Oh, yes, that was an original song in my day when I was at college. Oh, yes. Axel F. Hello, Paul. Can't believe May's things. I know. When I said that the next show was the 1st of May, everyone was like, oh, no, yes. In my head, it's still February. Mind you, in my head, I'm still 18, so there's a lot going on in my head. Why are they selling ice cream? Jonathan, I have no idea. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, yesterday, Priti Patel, I mean, you don't really have to go further than that, do you? Woman's a bit of an idiot. But yesterday, somebody asked her and said, OK, so you've got this advice for people, you know, lockdown, and there are exceptions to that you can go out. And obviously there are exceptions that people wouldn't even think of, like Carrie goes to feed her horses. That's essential. I don't think shopping at B&Q is essential. So the exceptions they gave were for like exceptional circumstances, which I'm presuming the horses fit into, and medical stuff and shopping for food. And this one was saying, is it not mixed messages if you open B&Q? And she said, no, he said, no, the shops have always been open. And I thought, no, the shops have not all always been open in the midst of this. So is that a mixed message? I think for some people it is. And they take that to mean, right, OK, in that case, I'll go and do whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And some of the things that people are doing are just phrase I use, lock upable. Who read the thing from Freddie Flintoff? Because that kind of summed it up. The place he's referring to in his tweet, Hale Village, is literally like 3 miles from us. It's very, very close to Mike's mum. Thank God she's not out. I know that for a fact because we've been supporting her with her tech needs today. But yeah, Freddie put it perfectly, in my opinion. He actually questioned whether the lockdown had been lifted. It was that bad. Well, I did say, Jonathan, at one point, you know, I'm glad I didn't bother buying a diary, paper diary. Wouldn't have much in it. Mind you, my digital one does, because I've got lots more Zoom stuff to talk about. What happened to the last month? It kind of just went, didn't it? While we were all marooned. Hello, Anthony. I think the mixed messages are what's getting everyone doing different things. I think if you allow a store like B&Q to open, then you can't really legitimately say, OK, so these are the only reasons you can go out. There may be a time when you need something from B&Q and it is genuinely needed and it is genuinely an emergency. I'm thinking of the kind of things that we've gone to B&Q for. There was this weird pipey contraption when the toilet got blocked. Trust me, that was a necessity. There are other things like our tap at the moment. I've told Mike just don't use it in the bathroom because I'm not at all happy with the pressure in it. So before anything catastrophic happens, I said, just leave it be. It could be either the tap needs replacing or, I mean, worst case scenario, it's leaking somewhere. But I'm not seeing that. So, yes, it would be nice to think, well, I'll go in and I'll have a look at it and I'll work out what part we need and then I can go out and buy it. But it's still not a necessity unless the bathroom's flooded. But other people, clearly, ice cream, necessity. Who knew? Lunch nuked, ready for the shopping fun. Oh, yes, we have shopping fun. Oh, yes. I've called them a lot worse as well, Jonathan. But I love the way they starred that out because I thought, well, why not use that word? That totally sums it up. Ooh, chicken and veggies and noodles. I've gone a bundle on the rice noodles, I must admit. The rice noodles are incredibly nice. Oh, Mike's in. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Do you know, one thing I didn't mention yesterday, in between everything else I had to do, I edited the priest's mass for him, got that uploaded. Not a peep back from him. Not a peep. Say no more with that. But, you know, if the thank you could get here, that would be welcome. Ooh, corn pasties. Now, that's another thing, Jonathan, talking of pasties. Did you read that one, Mike? Greg's are going to open. To work out, now they're not opening every store. Greg's is, go on, explain what Greg's is, Mike.
It's a shop that sells pasties in paper bags. And it sells more than that.
Yes, but pasties in paper bags annoy me.
They sell gingerbread men. They sell cornflake cakes.
Yes, but what I think of with a food shop, can you just sell the food for people to take home and eat at home like human beings with a knife and a fork, not like a chipmunk in the middle of the shopping centre depositing crumbs all over the place and the inside of the pasty pretty much the same way? You've got kids that are eating stuff out of a paper bag. Their hands are filthy and then they're rubbing them all over people. It just really annoys me. That is a push-button thing for me, isn't it, Mike?
Yes.
Pasties in paper bags. Eat them at a table on a plate with a knife and fork.
Carrie didn't have the sound on, so she's missed the last 10 minutes. Listen to it on replay.
Yes. You can't wind it back, can you?
Not live.
Not live, but you can listen. You can subscribe and listen.
It would be good if you could, because then, you know, if it was a United match and we were 3-0 down in 10 minutes, we could pretend it never happened.
Well, you try that a lot, don't you? But, you know, Liverpool all but had the league and look what happened. So anything can happen. Anything can happen. Sounds fab anyway. Oh, Anthony, that's horrible.
I do that all the time.
Well, I have been known to eat at my desk, but You know me, and I also have a bottle of isopropyl alcohol, and my keyboard gets cleaned on a regular basis. I will admit, there were crumbs in my 2006 keyboard. Remember the heavy one that came with the 20-inch Mac?
The one you put under the shower?
No, that was a Matthias. But it looked like it, yes, it looked like it. One of the original really heavy ones. But eat at the keyboard. I couldn't use a keyboard like that. I clean my keyboard all the time, sometimes like three times a day. I do, because I must admit, what I have just had at my desk, but it was on a plate, is a blueberry muffin. A gluten-free blueberry muffin.
I
highly recommend those. Well, you've taken her ladyship out.
Yeah.
Her ladyship, who had decided just before she went out that she needed to come back upstairs and have a little treat before she went, you know, expending all this energy. Lady must have a treat. So she did. But it did mean, while I was wafting this treat at her, that I did get three or four good pictures of her, which is very unusual. I was playing with her. You'll like this, Mike. Where's that thing gone? With my poppy tea mat.
Oh.
And she was fascinated by it. So that enabled me to waft it in the air, and she's looking at it, and I got a good photograph. So that was all well.
Talking of poppy,
yes.
I've just seen Mark Caffrey.
Oh, how is he?
He's fine. Poppy's grown.
Poppy's the puppy.
Poppy's the puppy. She's like a Kiva dog, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, same make.
Breed. Makes a car, Mike. Breeds a dog, yeah, remember?
People used to say that to me about Maya.
I know.
What make is he?
I know. They'd also say, is he a girl?
Does he bite?
Yeah, people are strange. Let's just leave it at people are strange.
Does he bite? She'd beat me. We went for the same toy.
Carrie, we have a thing on Marooned where if anybody gets a grocery slot, the buntings go up and there's huge celebrations. They see Jonathan Civilized is going to be on a plate with a knife and fork.
Kim wants to know about the keyboard in the shower.
Oh, right. I'll tell you all about the keyboard in the shower. That was a classic.
Yeah, Labradoodle. It's a Labradoodle, Kim. It's called Poppy, and she's only about 4 or 5 months old, and she's grown like crazy since the last time I saw him, which is like 2 weeks ago. And he thinks she's got more growing to do.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, back to the...
Oh, wow.
Back to the shower.
They see Jonathan's made a good point as well. Jonathan says, I can't stand people who walk around eating because they tend to be talking with food in their mouth at the same time. Exactly, Jonathan. All of that. Well, we're civilised.
There's no slots at Tesco.
Oh, don't get excited again.
I'm not.
Right, okay. What's this about the keyboard in the shower? Okay. I have a condition which is the reverse of diabetes. So instead of having to limit sugar, I have to have sugar. So how I used to have it was I'd put sugar in tea. So this must have been a good few years ago, mustn't it? Mayo was still with us. I think Dad was. So it must be easy 6 or 7 years ago. So I've got this tea on my table, my desk. And next to it, I've got my Matthias Pro keyboard. Now, a Matthias Pro keyboard was the nearest equivalent I could get to the old white Apple one. And it was very, very clicky. Now, I love my keyboard. I adore my Matthias Pro keyboard. The problem with it is, with Mike working here all day, every day, not good. No. It's like a herd of rampaging buffalo. So I've had to swap it. And I didn't swap it. I'll put a link in so you can see the actual keyboard. That's the manufacturer's of it. Or it will be if I can get it to copy and paste. Right, there we go. So that was the keyboard I was using, and I loved it. It had a couple of flaws. One, it's cabled only, which means, you know, you'd have one cable trailing across your desk. And the second thing is the noise. But to actually type on it, it's a joy. But it really is incredibly loud. So I couldn't use it in training. I couldn't use it in doing a video. I couldn't do it in a webinar. And if Mike had a webinar, I couldn't use it either. So in the end, I decided I would do away with it. But when it was on my desk and I was using it, you know, the keyboard was on my desk and the tea was on my desk and the tea had sugar in it and it went all over the keyboard. Well, I just looked and was like, ah! So before I did anything else, I didn't even try drying it off or anything because there was sugar in it. So even if I dried it, it would be too late. The sugar would eat its way through the motherboard. So I whipped the cable out and I dragged the keyboard, which at this stage had tea dripping out of it, straight into the bathroom, and I turned the shower on it. Not hot, but certainly lukewarm. I didn't put any solvents with it. I just literally just ran the water all over it, thinking as I'm doing it, I'm going to need a replacement keyboard. So once I'd finished with it, I left it, I shook it dry and I left it upside down on a towel. I then went back into my office, plugged in another keyboard and went onto the site that I bought it from. Absolutely horror struck. They had none in, and because this was an English company and because it came imported from America, there were none on order. And they don't order them unless they're ordering, like, you know, an amount to make it worthwhile. I was on the phone and I tried everything. You know, like, well, have you got any that have been returned? Or, no, was the upshot. I thought, oh, God. And I didn't dare say why I needed one. So I said, well, you know, I'll keep trying. She said, yeah, keep trying, but, you know, we haven't got any in and we're not going to get any in the near future. So 2 or 3 days go by. Every day I'm shaking it, making sure there's less water, etc. And the day came when I thought, right, this is as dry as it's going to get. I need to try it. So I drags it back in, plugs it in. It's absolutely fine. No, I wouldn't recommend anybody try that. You know, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I think the best thing I did was take it straight in there and get it under the shower on warm, which meant that it got not only the liquid off it, but the sugar, which was the bigger problem. And it lives to this day. It still works. It just makes quite a lot of noise, but it's beautiful for typing on. So, yeah, that would be the keyboard that I would choose to use. What I would like, though, is a wireless one. If there was a wireless one, yeah, I got out of jail free with that one, Kim. I should add these keyboards were about £130, so I wouldn't really have wanted to do that. So I try my water. I don't have tea now with sugar in. You'll be glad to know, Kim. Oh, we need to tell Carrie, don't we? So this makes sense. Kim's a dentist, Carrie, and you know how much work I'd had done on my teeth. So I dispensed with the sugar. And now I have sugar as either liquid glucose, which is vile to just put on a spoon. It's vile. Or try and keep it natural. So I don't have sugar in my tea anymore, nor do I have milk in my tea anymore. So my tea is black tea. That's all I drink once a week. Once a week, usually at church after mass. Yeah, that's not happened for a long time. But that's when I have it with a straw. And no, it's not a plastic one either. It's a metal straw. And I've just got some silicone straws. And my plan with the silicone straw, Mike, see this pink one here? That's why I took the pink one out. Silicone straw. The top of it's bent over. It's recleanable, so it's reusable. And it comes with a thing, a little brush on a handle that you can clean it with. But my actual plan with it was it's a full-length straw you put in a glass. But I wondered, having looked at my mug, whether I could actually get 2 straws out of it by cutting it in half. And I reckon I can. So I'll be doing that as well. I do eat lots of fruit and I get told off by the dentist for eating lots of fruit.
Can I tell my stories now?
Yes, of course you can.
Right. Well, I've just been into my Asda orders.
Oh, dear. I sense a calamity. Where you go?
Because as we talked about the other day, once your 2 days before your order is hit, you can go in and edit them.
That seems so backwards. And like Jonathan said, it used to be the other way around.
Anyway, there's a few items out of stock. But the good news is there are some items where you can now get more than 3.
Oh, fine.
Like the minced lamb.
Oh.
So whereas the minced lamb was on offer and it was...
Just to torment you.
Yeah, it was 2... for whatever the price was, but you could only get 3. So it says offer incomplete. Now I've been able to up it to 4.
Excellent.
And it says offer complete. So that's one thing.
See how happy it makes
him. On the flip side, the Toblerone has gone up from £3 to £5.
That got taken out of the basket, I presume.
Yeah, that's gone out of the basket. But you see, my argument is that I signed a contract, in air quotes, with them last week when I added it to the basket.
Right, ergo, Jonathan.
Ergo, shouldn't they hold the price at the agreed price I put in the basket?
Right. Jonathan, do you want to...
If I buy an iMac at $2,000,
yes,
and then it goes up,
yes,
I've already bought it.
Hmm. Do you mean between you buying it and it being delivered?
Well, I guess I have. Well, I have checked out.
No, you haven't checked out.
I have. I clicked checkout.
But that you don't actually check out until the day. They can't have you check out till the day because there'll be a load of stuff missing, as you well know.
Okay, I'll take legal advice here.
Right. So I'm about to say, right, Jonathan, do you want to explain to him what's going on here, or shall I? He should know better because he went to university as well and he did business course, and on the business course was business law, particularly the law of contract. So which part of the law of contract applies, Mike?
The one I missed that lecture, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Like all the others. I didn't. You wouldn't have missed them if you'd paid through the nose like I did. It's not you saying I will buy that for that price. It's an invitation to treat. So your contract's not complete. So if they change the price, you'll find all over the site, it'll have this thing of we reserve the right to change the price.
Okay.
There is another phrase for that, which is screw you.
Yeah. No, I haven't made a start on the jumbo Toblerone, Jonathan. That is my backup.
There you go. You see, Jonathan's explained it perfectly for you. Right. They've not taken your money. No, they've not. And yes, their T's and C's are watertight.
Now, my other thing is, how much gluten-free stuff have we bought?
Quite a bit.
So it says here, we think you'll love.
Go on.
Warburton's medium white bread, not gluten-free.
Ah, now you see, this is where Tesco's are stupid and Morrison's are very clever. I found a little bit of a trick with Morrison's. I'd ordered some gluten-free bread. And when I search Morrison's site on Prime Now for gluten-free bread, up comes Warburton or something called Genius. So they're two brands of gluten-free bread. Anyway, the other day, it said that there was no gluten-free bread. Well, obviously, everybody's trying to order stuff online and there's obviously a limited supply of gluten-free stuff. But when it offered me an alternative, I thought, I was looking at it on my phone. And it's a text from them that says, we've talked about this before. And it says, this isn't available. Do you want this instead? But the thing was, you couldn't tap on it. And I couldn't see if it was gluten-free. I could see it was a loaf of bread. I'm not that blind. But I couldn't see if it was gluten-free. And I thought, how am I going to know if it's gluten-free? I took a screenshot, went to the Photos app and zoomed in. And it said gluten-free. So I thought, fine, we'll have that. So that sorted that problem out. When it arrived, it turned out to be a Morrison's own gluten-free loaf. Instead of being £2.80, it was £1.70. So I thought, right, I'm in here. So I then went to the site and I did the search and I put in gluten-free Morrison's. Nothing. I thought, just a minute. No matter what I typed in, I could not get this loaf of bread up at £1.70. So I thought, right, we'll go a different way here. This is how shopping has turned into a complete science. I had to go in and I had to add an item to the basket to get down to the bottom to see the long list. Well, it's a list of about five things, right? And then you can say, show me everything I've ever bought, at which point it takes you into another page, which is like your Apple ID with all your kit on it. And it's all the items you've bought. And then I use Command and F, which is just the standard browser search, to be able to search for gluten-free bread, Morrison's. There it was, £1.70 in stock. So it's likely to be in stock, isn't it, if they don't list it, if you can't actually find it to buy it. Carrie, you're right. I'm going back a bit up the chat there. Sure, they never had this problem shopping in World War II. The big Toblerone has been put into reserve, Jonathan, for should we get to the absolutely desperate stage. But when we do it, we're going to need a chisel for that. Right. Just checked out 2 days before delivery in Morrison's substitute things. What happens the way I do it, Carrie? Have you done it via Prime Now? Via Prime now, what happens is 2 hours before your due slot is to start. So this morning, ours was, this afternoon, it was 1 p.m. So I said to Mike, I need to be there watching my phone from 11 o'clock. And about 20 past 11, I got a text and it said, your personal shopper's working on your order. We'll let you know if there's any substitutions. Now, at the point of checkout, you can just tick a box that says substitute everything. Or you can leave it. And I leave it. And that way they text me. So every time something's not available in this like 20 minute window when they're packing it, they'll text me and say, we don't have this, but we do have this. Do you want it? And what I found impressive with it is gluten-free bread, they've offered a gluten-free substitution. Gluten-free pasta, they've offered a gluten-free substitution. Which Tesco seem to be offering apples for oranges, don't they? But that's just Tesco. So let me sort this out here. Strawberry jam, you're offered Angel Delight. There's nothing wrong with Angel Delight.
I've just explained to Kim what Angel Delight is.
Angel Delight's are gorgeous, but it has to be butterscotch. Butterscotch is the best flavour. You're just remembering why you gave up online shopping. We gave up online shopping, Carrie, because we totally changed what we ate and we only eat fresh stuff. And I said, there's no point having them deliver salad. You know, you need to see it looks decent. And that's why we've not done it for years and years. But obviously, in these circumstances, we're like, that's fine. We'll just have them deliver it. It is Amazon Prime now. And how it works, you used to have to do it in an app and it was very awkward. But in a browser, if you go to primenow.amazon.co.uk, you get taken. Now, this is presupposing that you're a Prime customer. You get taken to a storefront. And at the bottom, well, I think they're having this so it's extensible in the future. But basically, you're looking at the shop front of two stores, Amazon and Morrisons, and they don't make a distinction when you put a search in for which shop it comes from. So the first trick is, when you look at that homepage, you should see shop by store, and it's a drop down. And in there, you've got Amazon and Morrisons. So the first trick is to click Morrisons. Then the search box changes, so it says search Morrisons. So let's look for, how about butterscotch? Butterscotch Angel Delight. If I could sell butterscotch, I'd be dangerous. Angel Delight. Right, let's see if they've got any. Oh, they have. Right, what have they got here? In fact, they've got Angel Delight in, that's banana, there it is. So Angel Delight, 60 pence a packet. And underneath each item, to the left of the price, it tells you which store it's coming from. So it would say Morrisons or Amazon. You then click add, as in add to basket, and it will pop one in the basket. And then you click the drop down and it will show you the maximum number that you can have. They also have Morrisons own at 35 pence. Handy to know. But that's the way you add just the Morrisons one. So you're limiting your results in the search to just Morrisons. Then there's the trick when you come out of it. Right, let me catch up over here. I think Kim's right, you know, with that Toblerone. Might want to keep it till the dentists are working again. Yeah, I think that's sage advice. we've had quite a few orders from Morrisons, and the thing with Morrisons is, via Prime now, I don't know if this is the case with Morrisons Direct, Mike's had orders from, the only slots he's been able to get are Asda and Tesco. And I was horrified when he said about choosing a time of the delivery, and I said, well, what difference does it make? And he said, one delivery is like £8.50 and the other one's £2. I said, just a minute, back up, you pay for delivery? He said, yes, Prime now don't charge you for delivery, and you only need to order £15 worth. So that's why I'm loving Prime now. So that was when I started ordering, and we have had this thing of me diving in at midnight looking for a slot, and that was what was happening on Friday night, and I failed miserably, didn't I, guys? But in better news, managed to grab one for today. So that was yesterday at 3 o'clock, I think. And obviously we can only order so much water. So I put, as soon as the order had checked out yesterday for delivery today, I put the water in the basket again for the next delivery. Mike then said, don't forget X and Y. And one of the things, Jonathan, was the cheese for the pasta. And I thought, well, that's over £15. I'll try and check out. No slots. So like Carrie's saying, let me catch up on the chat. It says delivery is temporary sold out. Right. That's the next part of the education, Carrie. Think of this as learning with Elaine. How to shop with Elaine. You never thought you'd see the day, Carrie. But I've got all the tricks. I know how to do this thing. I do. Right. Jonathan's not had Angel Delight. Oh, Jonathan. Would that be all right with the Beth Din? Does it say on the back, Mike? You need to find these things out. I think, well, you're putting milk in it. But what's in it already, I wouldn't like to say. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Right, so the delivery temporary sold out problem. Right. You need to get some and try it. Absolutely. Okay, so what do you do when it says delivery sold out?
When I go to app.iskosher.com/kosher/angeldelight, it says this page isn't working.
There you go. You can have it then. Okay, let me tell Carrie how to get checked out here. Right, trick is, one, make sure that you have nothing in the basket that's from Amazon. Because if you do, when you come to check out in the top right-hand corner, where there's a little shopping trolley with a number in, it will take you to an extra page. And it will say your Morrison's order, your Amazon order. So that's why you don't want anything in the basket from Amazon. I have never in 5 weeks managed to get Amazon to deliver anything in the line of food. But Morrison's, you can do. So
it's not approved for halal. It's not approved for kosher. It's not approved for vegan, but it is approved for vegetarian.
I thought it was vegetarian. It's okay for kosher. I think this is going to be a bit of a grey area. Let's leave it as a grey area. Beth Din will be fine. Slip number five, Jonathan. You need to try this stuff. Right. I'm now checking out, Mike, and you're going to leave me in peace while I get Carrie up to speed. So, making sure you've only got the Morrison stuff in the basket, you click the checkout icon in the top, which takes you through to a page. If you've only just put the items in the basket, then you're probably good to go to the next page, which is proceed to checkout. But if you've had the items in a basket a while, like I've put stuff in a basket now, you need to get to the stage where it says your shopping basket, just so it can show you what items they no longer have. Okay, so that's the first thing. Then you click proceed to checkout. Now, if there's no slots, use the back button and leave the page on the your shopping basket page. And then, this is the trick, every hour on the hour, at half a second past the hour, you click proceed to checkout. And I found I was doing it at midnight, which was when most of the slots were released, but they are now releasing them extra slots on the hour. Every hour. So some hours there'll be a slot, some hours they won't. I've had good luck around 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. It literally does have to be bang on the hour. They are gone within a minute, I would say. But that's the way you do it. It's not tricky. It's just a matter of, in fact, if you've got an Apple Watch, and I can't remember if you've got an Apple Watch or not, set your Apple Watch for 1 minute to the hour, every hour. Jonathan, I'm going to win the gold in that. Yep. Online shopping, Olympic sport, I'm there. I am trained. You should see us on After Hours, Carrie. Comes to midnight, Mike's like, I'm ready for a slot. And I'm like, my stuff's in the basket, right, where we go. And I have an alarm go off on my watch at 1 minute to. And 10 times out of 10, I'm in the middle of a demo. And I'll say, right, it's 10 seconds to go. Do excuse me while I try and get this shopping. And sometimes we've had fabulous success and there's literally an online party on YouTube while I check out. And then I share what's in the basket, which is usually gluten-free stuff. But that's the trick to it. But yes, you might as well use it because if you've got Prime, then you don't pay delivery. And it works brilliantly well. Oh, yes. Right. You're not getting a TV delivered. Why ever not? £300 delivery. Oh,
yeah, it's 10%.
My word. This is why we don't have a TV. That's obscene. A tip for the driver. Now, they do have a tip for the driver section, but the thing at the moment is a lot of these drivers aren't their usual drivers But we have put notices on the door saying thank you. What was that? Tibor. Thank you, Tibor. But it was really bad. What's actually happening with the deliveries, Carrie? They come straight to you, and instead of being in like a van, like Tesco's do it, these are independent drivers who are picking stuff up in their cars and dropping them off. So I think that's why they're releasing slots as and when, because they're letting people choose when they work. But they're all brilliant. We've had a couple of pictures that we've shared with stuff when the toilet rolls arrived. Who remembers the toilet roll order? I figured with Mike, you can only order three of anything. So there were three different brands of toilet roll, and you could only have three packets of each. And what was happening was, you think, oh, well, I'll have Andrex. And you place the order and they're out of stock and you don't get any. So I said to Mike, right, I'm going to place an order for Andrex and an order for Morrison's and an order for Cushelle. So that was nine packets of toilet rolls. And I think there was it 18 in a packet?
I think so.
Something like that. So I said, they won't all come anyway. You'd be lucky to see one. This particular order, they all arrived. I think we had something like 80 toilet rolls. But hey, we were down to our last one, so we weren't worried. Carrie also won't know. We've put the Christmas tree up. So here, you know, we don't know what day it is because we've put the Christmas tree up. So if we have too many toilet rolls to store them, we're going to put them on the tree. And I think that's perfectly sane. The world's gone crazy. Why can't I have a Christmas tree up in May? If I want a Christmas tree, I'm going to have one. And we have. So yes, absolutely. Set reminders on your iPhone. Might need to make it 2 minutes before. But honestly, it's the odds of you getting a slot within a day, very easy. Mike's, when he gets a slot, they can be 3-4 weeks away. What Morrison's do is the slot will be actually on the same day if you do it at midnight or the next day. So when I did it today at, I think it was 2 o'clock this afternoon, 1 minute past two, or, you know, 1 second after 2 o'clock. The slot's for tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So it will be very quick. Do Morrison still have the queue system on their site? Well, I'm not going through their website, Jonathan. That's the problem. It is coming from Morrison's, Carrie. In our case, it's coming from Morrison's in Eccles. I assume it would be the same one for you because you're not that much further on. But if there's a Morrison's that's nearer you, it might come from them. But you can actually follow it on a map. So literally, we're up here doing stuff and I've got the order open next to me and I can see that he's left Eccles. And the next minute he's like on Cross Street in Sale and then he's moving again. And I said, Mike, you know, he's going to be here in 5 minutes. But they've all been fantastic. They have been brilliant, all of the deliveries. Brilliant. All the stuff comes in paper sacks, so they don't charge you for the bags either because they're in paper sacks, which is far easier to get rid of. The frozen stuff comes separate from everything else, which, you know, with Tesco's, good luck with that. And everybody recommended on here that we get some frozen fruit. So we got some frozen fruit. Now we're in the market for a meringue nest. And some cream. That cream never came, did it?
No.
That got taken off the order.
You want some cream?
No, I shall have to have a look for cream.
Shall I add it to the Asda order?
Oh, steady on. I'll have to have a look which type. Oh, okay. Mum used to always get double cream and then whip it. But that means work in the kitchen. So what about clotted cream? They got anything in the way of clotted cream? Kim, close your ears. Yes, it's all sugary. You should have tasted the cream my mother made. You could literally mortar a wall with it, seriously.
I'm not feeding me teeth. Oh, yeah, so you're going to tell them what I did?
What did you do?
What didn't I put away?
What did? Oh, yes. I goes in the bathroom, wash my teeth, clean my teeth before bed. Now, I've got a tube of toothpaste and Mike's got a tube of toothpaste. And Mike had left the toothpaste out. You see, some men get shot for that. I just giggle away at it, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it puts me on the moral high ground, dude.
I'm sure there's things that you do that you get shot for.
There's not one thing I do that could possibly irritate you in any way. Is there, Mike? Notice the silence.
No, I was going to ask a question.
Go on.
Why do we have a tube of toothpaste each?
Because you keep leaving yours out and I don't want something that's been open all night. You never know what might have crawled in it to die. See, that'll teach you, won't it? Just imagine, it could turn into Donoghue and Stevenson.
I know that one.
You do?
Snail in the ginger beer.
The snail in the ginger beer. Jonathan will remember that one.
So I was at that lecture.
Really?
Yes.
Well done, you made one.
I remember the half page of notes I made. Yeah.
Do you know how many times I had to study the Donoghue and Stevenson?
No.
I did it at a Law O level, did it then. A Law A level, did it then. Undergraduate degree, did it then. Postgraduate degree, did it then. Masters, did it again. Still the same outcome.
Oh, we need one of those.
Let me have a look. Let me have a
fisherman's hat with a dustproof cover.
Oh, these people are just disgusting that they feel the need to do that.
Right, what was I looking up? Cream.
I'm liking that, actually. Yeah, I'm liking it. I've seen the postage on it. And I'm not even logged in. Yes, I'm liking that.
What cream did you want?
Clotted.
Clotted.
Clotted. Oh, this was an interesting story from the UK, especially in relation to Pete, who we've not heard of, so I'm assuming he's incredibly busy. But you remember the NHS Nightingale hospitals? We talked about them in Manchester and Harrogate, which is where Pete is. Well, there's one in Birmingham. And the story today is it opened. It's got 500 beds and not one patient. Not one patient.
Right. They've got clotted cream.
Right. We'll have a look at it, shall we?
Hmm?
Shall we have a look at it later?
Yeah.
Did you see this one about the black market masks?
I'm rather interested in the clotted cream fudge, though.
What? Oh, fudge is my favourite. Oh, you're a bad boy.
Don't tell Kim.
Don't tell Kim.
We promise we'll clean our teeth afterwards. Kim.
We do all the time. And I'm loving that new brush. Whoa, that's made such a difference. It's exactly the same brush as I've had before. It's the Oral-B one. But we went for a more expensive one. There were two in the box. So Mike's got the pink one. Wouldn't use it. And I've got the black one. It is a million times better than the blue one. The motor must be easily three times as strong. So I'm thinking of chucking the blue one, Mike. Not the deep blue one, you know, the pale blue one.
Mm.
It's absolutely useless. Absolutely useless. So they're setting up testing facilities at the Etihad. That makes sense. They've got a huge car park there. It goes all the way around the place. No, I've not seen much on the local news, Carrie. So I thought there would be stories and you would be seeing people go in and out. And there doesn't seem to be. But I guess it was better to be more prepared. Plus the fact, we've been in lockdown now 4 and a bit weeks, haven't we? 5 weeks tomorrow. And for the last 2 weeks, people have been going out like these idiots queuing up in Brighton. Did I not have the link for that one? I'm sure I did. Brighton ice cream lockdown. Let's try and find that. Yep, there it is. There you go, Jonathan. You're going to love this one. The one serving, because I don't know why they're allowed to open, but the one serving has got a mask on. Everybody else in the queue? Muppets. In fact, that's unkind to Muppets. And if you carry on down the page, you can see how busy it is on Brighton Beach. Just say I'm glad I'm not on Brighton Beach. People are idiots. Idiots. I mean, I guess some of them are families, but you can tell with some of them, they're not. And they're about 2 metres apart. There's always someone who'll complain about something, but by actually building them, they've proved that they could do it. And that there's no guarantee we won't have a second wave and need them anyway. Because like I'm saying, if people have been out for the last 2 weeks, that doesn't mean the spike will be 20 minutes after they get home. The spike will be 2, 3, 4 weeks later. So today's figures were incredibly low. Still horrific, but 419 deaths, I think, yesterday. But as they've pointed out, they're not people who died yesterday. They're people whose deaths were registered yesterday. And like I said to Mike, you can't register a death on a Saturday. Unless your religion is such that you need to be buried incredibly quickly. So you can guarantee by Tuesday and Wednesday's figures, they'll be sky high again. But people just think, well, it doesn't apply to me. I don't get that. Mind you, I tell you what, you see the picture where there's a, looks like a couple and one's got a orange T-shirt on. Yeah, that's not quite as good as the other one the other night, is it? had a t-shirt on, but not much else. Carrie, did you see that one? That was a classic. That was an absolute classic. I think I shared it yesterday, so I think you did. These people are nearly 2 metres apart. The thing is, other people, so let's say those people are 2 metres apart and they don't have masks on, though. Hardly any of them in that bottom picture have got masks on, and nobody in the queue has got a mask on. Not one person. So the one serving the ice cream has, and that looks like a fairly substantial N95 mask. The dog looks a bit dubious at the front. But, you know, to actually be selling ice cream is just ridiculous. And they're not 2 metres apart in the queue. But the thing is, other people who haven't gone out will see these people who have gone out, and then it'll be like open season, and then they'll all go out. The only sane ones are the ones at home like us. Jonathan watching out of his window, spying on them all. I trust you're still reporting them, Jonathan, if they set foot out of the place. There is no excuse for it. There isn't. Israeli scientists reckon the virus has a 60 to 80 day cycle in any one country, and then it pretty much dies out. Ah, Kim spotted the same as me. They're not 2 metres apart. I'm guessing some of them are family, but others you can tell, like those two guys, they look like friends rather than family. And in that queue, they absolutely are not. I just, words fail me because they've got children. They've got children in that queue. They must think they're immune. They really must think they're immune. I cannot understand it. I read that piece, Carrie. It went on a bit. It's quite scientific, but you think of things that flare up again. So it happened in, was it Wuhan opened and then the figures went up again. So I don't know. I guess people are believing all kinds of stuff, like the drinking of bleach. So did the Don do his press conference? The last I heard, he walked out and said that was it, wasn't doing anymore. Which is one way of approaching it. Where do people get the news from if he doesn't do that? I'll have a look, another read of that. Thing is, I said to Mike, you're going to have to be prepared because they can just say, right, that's it, lockdown. And you've got nothing in. You get no notice. I think when Boris finally said, right, you can't leave your house, we'd already known that for like 3 weeks. Come on, Boris. I went to the dentist on the 6th and I was like, in, out, done. Wasn't going anywhere else. Wasn't stopping for petrol. Nothing. And we went out on the 15th. But that was literally to Mike's mum's and back. But with people like this out there, you know, if they'd have just stayed in for another 3 weeks, then maybe that would be it. But Boris is back tomorrow. And I can well imagine that Boris will say, right, that's it, and lock it down even tighter. Of course, you've got Wales and Scotland in particular, trying to undermine England. But this is just the usual infighting. What can you say? It will, Jonathan, that if there is a second wave, it will be horrific financially. So why they just can't. And it, what annoys me, and this is just me because I'm not a Sun person at all, but it annoys me to constantly hear, we know how difficult it is because the weather's nice and you want to go out. This is your life. It's the life of your friends and your family. What more incentive do you need not to go out, no matter how warm it is? And I appreciate not everybody's got a garden. So you could say, a lot of people are saying, well, can't you sit in your garden? Well, not everybody's got a garden. But I would question the need to sit out anywhere just because it's sunny. So what? But, so Kim says they're predicting a much worse second wave and they think it'll be at the same time as the regular flu season, which would just make it even worse. They did put some statistics up about flu and the deaths over, I think it was a 15-month period in the UK. And one, it covered something like December 2018. So it covered two flu seasons. One flu season was quite bad. The figures went up. But the second one, they actually went down. And I remember saying to Mike, there wasn't much flu around that year. You know, some years it's really bad. But as I keep saying, we wonder if we've had it. We really want to know if we've had it. Just Just, I mean, I wouldn't exactly say you'd be immune if you have. At one point, they were saying you were going to be immune, and now they're saying that you're not. So clearly, some people have been infected twice. It would just be interesting to know, because it was the weirdest cold, in inverted commas, Mike and I had ever had. And we both said, this is not right. It, you know, we weren't bad with it, but I wouldn't say it was mild symptoms either. It was like having flu. But once you reach the point where the flu would have turned into a runny nose for weeks on end, it didn't. It totally concentrated on the throat and then cleared up over 3 weeks. So I'd love to see it. I'd love to know if we'd have had it. So when Boris comes back, he needs to be like the headmaster telling the students off. Absolutely, Jonathan. I really think the guy they had on today, what was he? Gavin somebody, wasn't it? Eustace, because I Freudian slip, I said useless. They can be used interchangeably. But, you know, there's just no confidence with them. They stand there and they say, we know we're asking you to do something difficult. You know, it's not difficult. It's not rocket science. Just stay in. It's easy. I felt yesterday with Priti Patel, I just wanted, if I'd have been there, I'd have wanted to push her to one side and just stand there and say, look, stay in. Simple. Are you an idiot? If you go out, you're an idiot. But they all try and work round it in nice language and all the rest of it. And it's getting silly. It's getting silly. So hopefully Boris will ride in and tell everybody exactly what to do. And the professor guiding Sweden just said, whatever you do, the virus will take its path anyway. And at the end of a year, all the country's stats will be similar. Well, let's see how that goes, Carrie. Mike's company's Swedish and he's getting feedback from over there, aren't you? That they're just being normal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're not doing stupid tricks like over here. When that thing said, don't treat them like children, but you're acting like children. You're in a queue for ice cream after you've been told not to go out. So you're acting like a child. Therefore, they have every right to treat you like a child. But that's just me. The thing is, in with Sweden, Carrie, they seem to have a natural. I always thought of Sweden as like progressive and anything goes. Whenever you see, this is the logic in my head. Whenever you see a Swedish drama, in the UK and less so in America, but in the UK, if there's a drama on and one party is naked, it will be the woman. Absolute guarantee it. Pretty much the same in America, although less nudity in America, to be honest. But when you get programmes on from Sweden and Norway, oh my word, there is no holes barred, literally. So I'd always thought of them as incredibly progressive and come day, go day. Mike says, no, they're really reserved. And they naturally wouldn't have like a pub situation or a nightclub situation in the UK where there's 3,000 people in a nightclub that should hold 300. They that just would not happen. So maybe there's a natural reserve there. So Carrie thinks she's had it as well. Was it a kind of, with us, it was a really bad throat. Every time, I wasn't bad stood up, but every time I came to lie down, I couldn't breathe. I was just coughing. So you basically had to sleep sat up for about a week. And that for us was between Christmas and New Year. But I'd love to know, just in case. If the scientists can't agree, then the politicians have got no chance. Absolutely no chance. They're protecting their elderly and they're vulnerable. They can't socialise with more than 50. We are supposed to have had some statistics after Cheltenham that there's a hotspot around Cheltenham. The Cheltenham Festival, I think, was in its first day and it was suggested that, you know, you kibosh it. No, they insisted on carrying on and now they've got a huge hotspot around the venue. We just can't be trusted, Carrie. The British cannot be trusted. I mean, I can, you can, Jonathan can, Mike can. Sure, everybody who's on here from Britain can be trusted, but there are idiots who cannot be. And they're the ones causing the problem. We could have done it sooner. I must admit, I did say to Mike, you could definitely have done this sooner. We'll see what Boris has to say about that, because he's going to get some questions tomorrow, isn't he? I'd imagine that conference will still be going on when we start with Marooned. Absolutely. I'll watch the interview. I read an article about it. I didn't actually see the interview. So I will get on and have a look at that. I think what I was saying about Sweden was they're naturally socially distant, which I didn't realise until I spoke to Mike, but incredibly reserved. So, yeah, there's more social distancing in Sweden on a good day than there ever would be here. So I will watch that. I will absolutely watch that. Now, we had other news, didn't we, Mike, for people who've been following along? We told you about our friend, Steve Donohue, Dono as he's known. And he was diagnosed. Did he have an underlying condition?
No idea.
But he was told it was that bad, he needed to say his goodbyes. So he went round and he said his goodbyes to everybody. He was taken in and he was put into an induced coma and was in the induced coma for over 3 weeks. Chances were not good. Then they took him off the ventilator, gave him a tracheotomy. And we told you last Friday he'd managed to eat a little bit of porridge. So that was the first thing he'd eaten in like 3.5 weeks. He got the brilliant news on Friday. He's COVID negative and they're planning his release. So it's an absolute miracle. And I know so many of you sending thoughts and prayers. Thank you very much. He's on the mend. He's on his way home, which is nothing short of a miracle. So, yeah. And then today we got our order. We've got an order coming tomorrow. Life's looking good. Life's looking good. Does a virus have a smell? Oh, wow. I did see that about the dogs. I thought it was amazing. And they've actually picked the dogs, haven't they? Are they the British dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've actually picked the dogs. A dog's nose is incredibly sensitive. Just ask a Samoyed looking for a sausage. I think that's fantastic news. I reckon they probably will. I reckon they'll be able to do that. I really do. When you see how they sniff out drugs and stuff, that's amazing. And yes, dogs can smell out cancer. One I saw was a cat. This lady's cat was like gnawing at her shoulder and wouldn't leave it alone. And she ended up going to the doctors because she thought there was something wrong. And she turned out she had breast cancer. It was very, very early stage. They dealt with it and the cat saved her life. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely, Jonathan. And dogs, they're amazing. Dogs are stunningly brilliant. I remember reading about an article. It was really early when we had Maya. He was less than 6 months old. So that would have been 2001. And there was this article that said dogs are stupid and that you need to give your dog an IQ test. And one of the tests you were supposed to do, and I read it and I said to Mum, no chance. And she went, no, I didn't think so either. But one of the tests was to get a plastic cup and show the dog that you're putting a treat under it and then put the plastic cup over it. And they had video of the dogs just sitting there looking at it like they were too stupid to get the treat. And I said, can't see that with Maya, but I'll give it a go. So I got the plastic cups out and I put the treat under it and I moved it around. And he looked up at me as though, well, where's the trick? Looked back down at the plastic cup, swiped it one with his paw and at the treat, which they were assuring me meant he was a dog of genius level IQ. Dogs aren't stupid. They absolutely are not stupid. The tests that they're suggesting you do for your dog to see if they're stupid are stupid. It says more about those kind of people than it does the actual animals. Exactly, Anthony. And did it with your spaniel and he put his paw on it straight away. Maya was like, I can see there's a treat under there. And I think the only question, good night, Carrie. I think the only question that was in Maya's mind was, if he moved the cup and ate it, would he be in trouble? And he decided the treat was worth it, so cracked it one and then ate it. And what happened with Kiva? Kiva's strength is her memory. A dog never forgets. I'm sure Kiva looked fantastic. We should try it with Lola. Because she's very keen on her treats, isn't she?
She is.
She is keen on her treats. Oh, did you see that group that had been created, Mike? It's a group that's been created of people who have 3D printers. And they're printing visors and delivering them. And in the Northwest, they've delivered 19,000. in the last 5 weeks. And obviously the NHS have got their supplies and the NHS have to stress test them. So these have gone to care homes. 19,000 in a few weeks. It's amazing. So what's the plan for this week? Anybody going anywhere nice? Where are you going, Mike? Garden? Bathroom?
Let me check my calendar.
Yeah, you might be doing something thrilling. Seriously. Tell you what, I'm going to check mine.
Yeah. I've got a Zoom meeting tomorrow.
For a change. For a change.
Training tomorrow.
We've got an exciting day on Tuesday, though.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, we've got an online conference all day. Monday, I've sketched out the entire day for course catch-up and Morrison's delivery at 11. And then marooned. So that's early in the week. Later in the week, not much scheduled, must admit. Got to get the company accounts done. They've got to be done for May, so better get on with those, I suppose. But other than that, I'll say it's looking like a quiet week. How's everybody else? I bet Kim's got loads of webinars. Oh, what's this? One for Barney. Let's have a look what Barney's got. I'll put that in there. What's Barney got? A smart dog puzzle toy. Wow, I didn't know things like this existed. Oh, let's have a look. Removable bones can be flushed with the board. Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. I wonder what Lola would make of that. Oh, that looks like Kiva. There you go. Your princess demands your attention, Mike. That is so cool. Oh, I'm going to have to buy one of those. Can I be here by Thursday? Oh, yes. Nice call, Anthony. Yes, I'm going to have a go there. Right, fingers crossed you can resubmit to Microsoft. Oh, yet again, Jonathan. They're being mean to you. Patio. We kind of have a patio. The extension opens straight onto the back garden, but the back garden is flagged. So, yeah, sort of a patio. So we could head out there. We might have to mow the garden too, Kim, because we think the green bin is going on Tuesday. Now, the green bin, they're just randomly picking it up. And if you don't do your garden, then you're not going to get it emptied. But it will depend on the weather, which is supposed to be reasonable, I do believe. So we might not. It's going to depend on what else we've got to do. Right. Kiva rips through us. Good old Kiva. You're proper confusing Amazon with all of these links going on in their demographic. I know, Jonathan. Do you know where that's happening for me? Music sites and YouTube. And some of the things, it's... Yeah, I got one the other day and I have no idea where this one came from. It was on eBay and it said, so you like, and then it had two like genres of things. Now, one was like computer related. So fair enough. It must have been some computer equipment I'd looked at. The other, cricket. It started showing me cricket pads, bats, boxes, you name it. And I'm looking at it like, what? Where did you get that from? So much to the point, I've actually decided I'm going to log out of eBay. Because if somebody sends you a link and you click it, it might be a shortened link and you might not even know that. You click it, you go into it, and then the next day you get like 5 emails. I'll tell you when that actually happened. And it was something that I wanted, but I don't want to be reminded of it 9 months on. I was in the market for a packet, so 500 sheets, of A5 paper. Now, obviously, I can buy A4 and cut it in half, but it's never that accurate when you come to do the cutting. So I thought, right, I'm going to look for A5. The price of A5 paper is obscene. So you could get a packet of 5 times 500 pages of A4 for about £8. But if you want A5, which is smaller, it's half the size, £25. I thought, I'm not paying £25 for five reams of paper if I never have it. So I whipped off to eBay, had a look, wasn't actually much cheaper. In the end, actually managed to get some on Amazon. That's a good 9 months ago. And if I must have had at least one mail every week since then, sometimes three and four from eBay saying, so you're looking for A5 paper. And I'm like, no, not anymore, I'm not. You should be able to control that. That is tantamount to abuse in my mind. Good job it wasn't anything worse, isn't it? Absolutely. Anthony, Amazon Music suggested I may like an album of funeral music. That is not good. That is not good. Crying out loud. They could well have thought, Jonathan, that everybody these days is in the market for funeral music. We're putting some stuff together and, you know, Mike and I have attended funerals in the last couple of weeks with Zoom. So they might have picked up, but they could have picked up on it from anywhere. Trust me. Trust me. That is scary. Let me go to the homepage of Amazon and see what it's recommending for me, because I've been looking at food and all kinds of things. So normally where it would recommend normal things, I'm getting all kinds of stuff like garden furniture, exercise stuff, video games. I mean, I don't play video games. There's no way it would be recommending video games. I should actually take a picture of some of this stuff. It's recommending towels for me. But as you know, I bought some towels. It's recommended. Now, one of you sent me this, I'm sure. I'm sure you did. Let me do the share to Droplr thing. That's the easiest way. Let's do a screenshot. This is what it's recommending for me right now, which is quite scary. You'd wonder, you'd be thinking, if you were looking at that, is somebody having a baby? There you go. So it's some kind of boxes, storage, I presume, the towels, and one scary looking mask. Scary looking mask. I think that's a DIY one, isn't it? Maybe that's why everybody was queuing up outside B&Q. £25 plus £4 shipping and they're out of stock for the mask. There's other masks available. £4. Not going to get here till the 27th of June. I'm going to need something before then, I would have thought, but never mind. So that's our week sorted then. So pretty light, I would have thought. But we've got to make sure that Jonathan has a busy week, don't we, Jonathan? Now it's 2-2. Oh, I'm going to have to work hard next week. But if you can't have a nap on Friday, my luck just might be in. It might be. Now, don't forget, if you think of a topic, you need to let me know. Like Jonathan. Jonathan, let me know with the Queen and the Queen's shirt. You think you're going to be busy. Poor Jonathan. You should have it written into your contract that it's very important that you finish early on Friday and have a nap. Why am I giving you advice on that? When it's a competition between the two of us. But there you go. So if you've got any ideas for tips, now what's came out, we've gone through the chat, and what came out top was actually Notion. Things in Notion. And I'll be doing my weekly review at some point when I get a minute. So I'll take a look at my entire Notion setup and see where I've gone with it and what I can share with you. Particularly the music thing. Although we've potentially had a second thought about that. But yes, the show last night, which finally finished, Jonathan, at 1:10 in the morning, you would have been in bed by then, like a good little lad. We were running on that system. And yeah, it worked well. It's been working well in Notion, but we're having another look at it. So when to use Notion and when not to use Notion. Oh, that's good news, Paul. Have a think about it. I actually wondered, in relation to topics, one thing that I started thinking about was word processing. Do people still do that? Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Kim. I was thinking how little I go into Word these days, or Pages. And I actually have a couple of others as well. I've got Mellel. And Nisus Writer Pro. So I've got Word, Pages, Nisa Writer Pro, Melel. So I've got like at least four heavy duty word processors and I hardly touch them. But it isn't that I don't produce written materials. They just don't seem to see the inside of a word processor anymore. Obviously, I've got a lot of stuff in Scrivener that I then compile to different formats, or Ulysses and compile to different formats. I just realised that my workflow has completely changed. Instead of sitting in a word processor and producing, I'm creating elsewhere, and then it might end up in that as a final document to share with somebody, but it didn't start life there. Oh, but Jonathan's been using Word a lot with work. You have my sincere sympathy, Jonathan. Word drives me mad on a regular basis. Do you use Word?
Yeah.
A lot, or does your text start somewhere else?
Depends what I'm doing.
That's the point I've just made. Do we all still use word processors, and if so, which one? Because I was saying a lot of my stuff's in Scrivener, Ulysses, and Drafts, to be honest. Also, I would write stuff up in Notion. This is worth thinking about in terms of workflows, isn't it? What does word processing actually mean? Quite right, Paul. Creating a document in Publisher, doing something in Scrivener. It is. I was working on the principle of traditional word processing where people used to sit down and stare at a blank page and start to type. I saw a very good documentary with Ian Rankin, who wrote the Rebus novels. And he was sat there and he starts at page one and he writes. And I'd be like, hey, that needs to go into Scrivener so you can move your ideas around. But he obviously just sits down and writes. I'm far more of a document engineer than that. I want to be able to move things around and I want to be able to do it easily. I do that when I'm producing presentations. And Mike said he doesn't. He sits down and he does slide one and then works through to the end. And I'm horrified because there's no way that would work for me. But no, you're right. I don't consider Scrivener word processing. I consider that like pre-work before I get it to the word processing stage. But yeah, I guess it depends on your definition. Write it in Sublime. And then there is something nice about working in text, Jonathan. I don't write in Sublime. I process text in Sublime. I tend to use Sublime as like a processing engine, a little bit like Text Soap. Using the shortcuts and all of the tricks in there that just make it faster to do stuff. If I'm writing something and I'm not in Notion, I'm probably in Drafts. And Drafts supports all of the markdown at anything and I will take it from there. So Anthony's put DOSBox on his Windows PC at work before Christmas and then use WordStar to type for the minutes of the board meetings, just because you could. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Jonathan wants to learn Markdown and find a lovely editor for it, which can export to Word. Is that a challenge for Friday, Jonathan? Just asking.
That's in for Friday.
Why don't put it on a post-it note, Mike? A digital post-it note.
Give me a post-it note.
Markdown itself isn't difficult, Jonathan, so I can certainly take you through that. There's lots of editors, but the trick is maybe to have a little engine that will work as a conversion engine. And I know just the app. And to make matters better, even better, let me have a look. Let me check. Oh, it's on setup. Isn't that amazing, Jonathan? Let me have a look. Is it still there? It is. Free download via setup. Oh, yes. You're going to love this. Right. That's Friday taken care of then. Right. So we're looking at where's the pen gone? We have a post-it note. Houston, we have a post-it note. Right. Markdown. And editing Markdown. There we go. With apps. I'll even put a note here as to which one. There we go. Fabulous. Good call. Good call. Where's my chat gone? There it is. Right. Oh dear, Paul, that's shocking. No, not much in the way of options. Word, notepad, and that's about it. Oh dear. In that case, you're probably best off with Word. I guess if you master Word and you know all the styles, but what I see is people start working in Word and they don't use styles. And then they come to me and they say, right, I need to update these 3,000 pages. And you're like, did you use styles? No, I thought not. That's the problem with it. Used in the right way, it would be brilliant. Oh, Kim also wants to do Markdown. Right. Okay, then. Consider that sorted for Friday, along with all the catch-up from the text last time. Yep, Markdown's not difficult. In fact, we could link that with quite a few other items. I could show you how I put MacBytes together. All in Markdown.
Oh, we've got an entry.
We've got an entry.
For the worst song.
Go on.
From Ellen.
Go on.
Mr. Blobby.
Classic
that
Ellen.
That one will be a tough one to beat.
True, right? Too right it would be. Oh, my. Right, my old boss could do all that, all handwritten, and sit down and write a report. Do you know, we used to have the chair of the Board of Governors at the school that I'm a governor at, and it was all handwritten, and it was beautifully, you know, calligraphy handwritten. And mine's like, just take some notes on the iPad and type it up. Lola's just done Zoomies. She's gone crazy with that. Ever since she heard from Kiva, I think the two of them are on WhatsApp together myself. She's just been going crazy every day. That and the bench being moved. That's Lola. Doesn't Drafts and Ulysses both do Markdown? They do. Both of them do. Ulysses uses a special version of Markdown, which is an extended version. But yes, both of them do. Both of them are amazing. Jonathan, I'm going to get you onto Ulysses because Ulysses is stunning. Stunning. To some degree, you could interchange between Drafts and Ulysses and you may decide you don't need both. The distinction I made between them in the end was I started off and I had Ulysses for everything, including notes. And then I realised that I didn't really want something in Ulysses unless it was A, finished, or two, actively being worked on, or three, would actually be actively worked on at some point. Stuff that was just random things, random chunks of text, I decided I would put into Drafts. And that way I can type up something on my desktop, pick up my phone, pick up my iPad, it's instantly there. The sync is just, it's there before you've even gone into the app. And likewise, so if I'm out and you've got your phone in your hand and you see a link, you just copy the link, paste it into Drafts, you're done. You come back to your desktop and you process through your inbox. Ulysses is brilliant, Drafts is brilliant. I want both. You can give it a whirl because it's on setup. And so is the other one I'm thinking about. Is Mic on setup? Not yet. You know what he's like? Slow burn. Slow burn.
I'll get around.
And Ulysses activating on setup also activates the iPad version. Yep, it does. As I say, I'm grandfathered on an old thing, so it's cheap forever. So I'm not overly concerned. But yeah, Ulysses is one of the things that I would think, yes, in setup. If you don't already have it, you're saving quite a lot just on Ulysses. So once you've got it activated via setup, it will work on your phone, your iPad, full works, works anywhere. And you mostly deal in data, so you don't need to write much. I think I must, in terms of writing, it's more capture, I think, and ideas. Is there any software you don't own in it? Not much, Jonathan, no. Only something I've really taken against. There's one in setup I've really taken against, I'll just say that. But it's not one that anybody's mentioned. I'll share with you next week which one it is. So Anthony uses Word. Set up all the styles and created a default normal template, which Microsoft seemed to want to make as hard as possible. Oh, they do. And tend to use MindNode for outlining. I use MindNode a lot. Even managed to get Mike onto MindNode.
I used it once.
Yeah, now you see, this is another reason. Not only does he have his, I could possibly use Ulysses on setup thing going on, but he's discovered he's got an out-of-date version of MindNode and now it's subscription. So that's pushing him that way too, Jonathan.
And it won't run on High Sierra.
So he's going to have to do the Mojave thing as well. So we've got lots to do, haven't we?
We have.
As ever. You know, you sit here on a Sunday night and you think, yeah, slack week. And before you know it, you've had 5 minutes sleep and you're fraught. Oh, that's what happens to me. That might not happen to everybody else, but it happens to me. I did the making your own normal dot dot as well. What I found annoying with it way back in the day was how that normal dot dot lived in a certain place on one machine, and I had like two or three machines. So Paul says he was hoping my node would work the same as Ulysses from an activation. I would have expected it to, does it not, Paul? Do they expect you to, well, a subscription. Yeah, the subscription covers all the versions, doesn't it? That's an interesting one. I've got a direct line to him, the developer, so I can maybe get some information on that. My node setup activation iOS. I would just expect that to work, but maybe not. There is a post from 2008 when it went set up. Maybe not. Well, that wouldn't be good, would it? Because it is actually very, very good on iOS, on iPad OS. I don't know why they couldn't do the same as... well, there's no technical reason, is there? Because Ulysses are already doing it. Have you written to the developer, Paul? Might be worth pointing out what Ulysses are doing. Because if you've got an activation in setup, then to get that to synchronise, surely you'd need a subscription, and then the subscription would cover you for the Mac version anyway. So why bother adding it to setup? Unless it's to drive purchases of, well, purchases of the ability to synchronise, which it could well do. That may be their plan. We need more information on that. We need to track that down, definitely. Right. I'm glad I mentioned that then, because now I know that all of you want to know Markdown. So there's Friday's fun sorted out, and we shall all write in Markdown. So Paul's found something on the website. Say it's separate. It was in setup before they released version 7, and it's version 7 that has the subscription thing. So it would have made sense before that it was in the Mac version, but now a subscription covers both of them. It doesn't make sense. That just does not make sense. So tell you what, Paul, homework, try and track it down. Try and get some information on that, because it just doesn't make sense. But it has been on setup for 2 years, and it would have made sense at the beginning. But hopefully they've come to their collective senses and move it forward. Right, so we're going to head off to have some fun. Can't say any more than that. Lockdown fun, obviously, not fun outside or anything like that. But we may be able to share that with you tomorrow. Can't say more than that right now. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. And in the meanwhile, you have one job. Keep safe out there.